Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. New labor codes come into effect promising better wages, safety and social security for workers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls the move most progressive since independence, says reforms will help build future-ready workforce ecosystem and drive economic growth of the nation. Prime Minister Modi arrives in Johannesburg to attend G20 summit in South Africa. Home Minister Amit Shah reiterates government's commitment to deport every single infiltrator, urges people to support SIR of Election Commission to strengthen democracy. 15 people killed in a gas explosion at a factory in Pakistan's Faisalabad. And in cricket, second and final test between India and South Africa to begin in Guwahati tomorrow. The central government would announce the implementation of 4 new labour codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020, and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 has come into effect from today. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said these reforms are not just ordinary changes but government's guarantee of dignity for every worker in the country. We have a report.
Labour and Employment Ministry said that over the past decade, India has expanded social security coverage, rising from 19% of the workforce in year 2015 to more than 64% in 2025. It stated that the implementation of the 4 labour codes marks the next major step in this trajectory, further widening the social security net and embedding portability of benefits across states and sectors. The ministry said that the 4 new labour codes will guarantee timely minimum wages for all workers, appointment letters for the youth, equal pay and respect for women, social security for 40 crore workers and gratuity for fixed-term employees after 1 year of employment. These reforms will also ensure free annual health checkup for workers above 40 years of age, double wages for overtime, full coverage health security for workers in hazardous sectors, and guarantee of social justice for workers as per international standards. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the implementation of 4 labour codes. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said these codes will help in building a future-ready ecosystem that protects the rights of workers, strengthening the economic growth of the nation. He called the decision as one of the most comprehensive and progressive labour-oriented reforms since independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Johannesburg in South Africa to attend the 3-day G20 Leaders Summit. He was accorded a warm and ceremonial welcome at the Air Force Base Waterkloof. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to productive discussions with world leaders on key global issues. He said India's focus during the summit will be on strengthening cooperation, advancing development priorities and ensuring a better future for all. The Prime Minister will participate in all the sessions of the summit and present India's key priorities, including Global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition and reforms in global governance. On the sidelines of the G20 summit, the Prime Minister will meet South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and several other world leaders. He will also participate in the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders' meetings. More from a correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was welcomed with a traditional dance performance by members of the Indian diaspora at the Sandton Sand in Johannesburg. The venue echoed with enthusiastic chants of the Prime Minister's name as the community gathered to greet him. PM Modi also interacted warmly with members of the diaspora, many of whom shared their joy and excitement at meeting him.
Very, very proud moment for all the Indian diaspora in South Africa. Saibona Modi ji, welcome in South Africa. And we are so excited because not as Indian, but as if you see the world-wise, at present India doing best in under your leadership. And with G20, different countries coming, when you come as a mass leader and a so knowledgeable and wise person, these other countries will also benefit with your knowledge.
He's so excited to have PM Narendra Modi here. He is representing Telangana. Sarvathikam.
Was very lucky to interacting with our beloved Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji. And he loved the artwork done by the Bal Vidya Mandir student. He also gave his signature.
Prime Minister Modi is currently holding a bilateral meeting with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese, followed by an interaction with NASPER Group Chairman Mr. Koz Becker. Later, he will meet officers posted at the Indian High Commission and Consulates in South Africa, and meet and greet with heads of prominent communities, organizations and Indian origin tech entrepreneurs is also scheduled for the evening. Asanyo, Akashwani News, Johannesburg.
A leading South African digital publication, IOL News, has praised the strong historic ties between India and South Africa. Highlighting Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership at this year's G20 summit, the report notes India's key role in securing Africa's permanent G20 membership and shaping global expectations during its G20 presidency. The coverage also traces bilateral relations back to Mahatma Gandhi's activism in Durban and India's unwavering support for the anti-apartheid struggle, describing today's partnership as an extension of the shared legacy. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav held discussions with companies in Singapore today. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that Singapore Semiconductor Industry Association, SSIA, is partnering with India to support the country's semiconductor projects. Mr. Vaishnav also held discussions on skilling of technicians and engineers for semiconductor projects with officials and industry bodies. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Home Minister Amit Shah has termed the Election Commission's ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, as the purification of the voter list. He cautioned political parties opposing the voter list revision and favouring illegal infiltrators. Addressing the BSF's Diamond Jubilee celebrations in Bhuj, Gujarat, the minister asserted the government's strong resolve to deport every single infiltrator from the country. He appealed to the public to fully support the SIR to strengthen democracy.
चुनाव आयोग द्वारा जो SIR की प्रक्रिया चल रही है.
The SIR is a process to protect the country and our democracy. Today, I want to appeal to the people of the country to fully support the SIR process being carried out by the Election Commission. I want to warn those political parties involved in protecting the infiltrators that the Bihar elections are a mandate from the people of the country.
बाहर निकालेंगे ये हमारा प्रण.
Later, the Home Minister addressed party workers at the inauguration of the Sri Kamalam District Party Office in Morbi. The Election Commission has said more than 50 crore 43 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of SIR Phase 2 from the 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on the 7th of February next year. In Pakistan, 15 people have been killed and several injured after a gas explosion at a factory near Malikpur area in Faisalabad. According to the rescue authorities, a building and nearby structures collapsed after the boiler of the factory exploded early this morning. The Faisalabad Commissioner's Office said all bodies have been recovered from the rubble. A Tejas fighter jet of the Indian Air Force has crashed during the Dubai Air Show in UAE today. According to the Indian Air Force, the incident has resulted in fatal injuries to the pilot. IAF has regretted the loss of life, saying that it stands firmly with the bereaved family. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of the accident. The incident occurred when the fighter jet was participating in the air show. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh expressed grief at the loss of an Indian Air Force pilot in Tejas crash in Dubai Air Show. Extending condolences to the bereaved family, Mr. Singh said that the nation stands firmly with the family of the pilot in this tragic hour. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has also expressed regret at the incident and said, "Armed forces firmly stand with the bereaved family in this time of grief." Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan today launched the fifth edition of Creative Minds of Tomorrow, CMOT 2025, on the sidelines of the International Film Festival of India in Panaji, Goa. We have a report.
When 25 rising stars are gearing up for an intense 48-hour filmmaking challenge to take their ideas from script to screen, Creative Minds of Tomorrow is a platform for India's most talented and budding young filmmakers discovering the new era's directors, actors, and storytellers. Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan hailed it as an initiative that connects the nation's emerging creators to global producers and creative networks. He underlined its importance not just for filmmaking but shaping India's creative future. Dr. Murugan urged the participants to relish the high-pressure experience to sharpen their skills and bringing out their very best. Creative Minds of Tomorrow isn't just a festival event, it is a whirlwind of creativity, collaboration and cinematic magic. With Nikhil Kumar, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Panji.
The GST Bachat Utsav started on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Tamil Nadu. We have a report.
The new GST reforms are providing big relief for Tamil Nadu's farmers, artisans and industries. In the textile and handloom sector, GST on low-value apparel, embroidery work and zari has been reduced from 12% to 5%, making traditional garments and silk products more affordable. Similarly, tax rates on coir mats, ropes and geotextiles have been cut from 12% to 5%, helping women-led cooperatives of the state. Furthermore, GST on processed fish has been reduced from 12% to 5%, benefiting coastal communities. The new reforms are aimed at strengthening rural livelihoods and boosting Tamil Nadu's position as an industrial hub. With Ishani and Samarth, Priya Mondal for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In men's cricket, the second and final test between India and South Africa will be played in Guwahati from tomorrow. The match will begin at 9 a.m. Wicketkeeper batter Rishabh Pant will captain India in the second test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium. His regular skipper Shubman Gill was ruled out due to a neck injury sustained in the first game at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. South Africa had defeated India by 30 runs in the first test. In T20 cricket, Bangladesh A handed India a shocking super-over defeat in Doha to enter the final of the Asia Cup Rising Stars 2025. Chasing a target of 195 runs, India A finished at 194 for 6 in 20 overs, taking the contest into a super-over. Bangladesh A had also scored 194 for 6 wickets in 20 overs. Earlier, India A won the toss and opted to field. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold wave conditions over West Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. The weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning tomorrow in parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. The air quality index AQI was recorded at 360 at 8 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, snapped the two-day winning streak today. We have a report.
The Sensex shed 401 points to close at 85,232, while the Nifty dipped 124 points to settle at 26,068. Both indices ended around 0.5% down after a choppy trading session. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also closed in negative territory. The mid-cap index as well as the small-cap index both dropped 1.3% each. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 79 paise, closing at a record low of 89 rupees and 49 paise against the US dollar. Gaurav Dhawan Lal, Akashwani News.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New labour codes come into effect promising better wages, safety and social security for workers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls the move most progressive since independence, says reforms will help in building future-ready workforce ecosystem and drive economic growth of the nation. Prime Minister Modi arrives in Johannesburg to attend G20 summit in South Africa. Home Minister Amit Shah reiterates government's commitment to deport every single infiltrator, urges people to support SIR of Election Commission to strengthen democracy. 15 people killed in a gas explosion at a factory in Pakistan's Faisalabad. And in cricket, second and final test between India and South Africa to begin in Guwahati tomorrow. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.